Good morning, Grace and Peace. We have a missions committee, and because Grace and Peace is committed to world missions, to missions also local, and seeing the gospel spread throughout St. Louis, but also throughout the world. And we support a lot of missionaries who are doing that kind of work, work that maybe we're not able to do, but we can give to it, we can support, we can pray. And so today we have someone coming. I asked Jose if I could introduce this guy, because I know this guy for quite some time. And I'd like to ask Patrick to come on down. Patrick O'Banion. Oh, there you are. You were over there earlier. So Patrick is going to tell you about a work he's doing. We go back to South City Church, and it's just good to see you again. And he's got two kids now. I didn't see those kids before, you know, so it's just cool seeing that, seeing your family grow. So tell us what you're doing.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here. I know many of you out there, others of you who don't know me. You should know I was actually a member of Grace and Peace in the early 2000s, back when Michael Gordon's hair was not white. a while back. And actually, my wife and I were married from Grace and Peace, so this building has an important place in the life of my wife and I, Rachel, and our kids, Joshua and Isabel. I'm here to talk to you today just briefly about work that we are transitioning into, Training Leaders International. Training Leaders is an international missions group that was formed about 10 years ago to deal with a presenting crisis, or perhaps an opportunity, depending on how you want to look at it. The problem is this. You may be aware that there is a sort of spectacular church growth going on in many parts of the world, especially in what we call the Global South, Latin America, Asia, Africa, the Middle East. But with that church growth, there comes a problem, and the problem is that theological education has not kept pace with the growth. What this means, in effect, is that currently about 85% of the pastors in pulpits currently have no formal theological education in those areas of the world. By 2050, so another 30 years, what we are anticipating is that another 9 million pastors need to be trained in order to keep track with expected demographic growth and growth of the church. And there is no mechanism in place to address this critical need. The result certainly will be, if we think about the church in, say, a century, what does it mean for the large portion of the church to be part of the Global South? What we would then anticipate would be a church that would have a difficult time articulating the gospel, defending the church from false teaching, and effectively shepherding the sheep of Christ. The group that I'm partnering with, Training Leaders International, TLI, seeks to address this issue, and we seek to do it rather than sending Western missionaries to plant churches. Our intervention is to work to develop local pastors, seminarians, and church leaders in their local context. Our contention is that they will become more effective pastors by doing this, but it will also allow them to develop the skills and the training that will allow them to take over this process in the coming generations. So TLI seeks to remove itself from the process of training new pastors and church leaders in the future. In order to do this, TLI sends qualified, theologically trained instructors to more than 30 sites currently, and we always have new sites coming online. So 30 plus currently, but more and more every year. We do this globally, we do it at the invitation of, we do it alongside of, and in submission to local churches and ministry partners. I've been asked to come on staff with TLI in order to act as part of an in-house seminary faculty that will be deployed globally. What I do is church history. This is my main focus. I'm a trained historian. I've been in the business for about 20 years now, and I will be bringing that skill set to the work that TLI is doing at a global level. In January, I had the honor of getting to go to Lucknow. Lucknow is in northern India, where Islam and Hinduism converge with one another and where the church is growing. There, a faithful church is in the early process of developing a seminary, the only theological institution in a region of more than 100 million people with solid Hindi-based theological instruction. This church is graduating its first cohort of 12 seminarians in about a year. I was able to go and teach apologetics to these guys. And as I sat there and looked at them and saw the way that they were appropriating this information, that they were eagerly receiving it, I couldn't help but think about 2 Timothy 2:2, which encourages Timothy to entrust to the faithful men the teachings that Paul had given to him so that they would be able to teach others. And I sat there and I thought, this is 12 churches right here, right? These 12 are 12 churches. And from there on and on and on, there's a wonderful multiplication effect in the work that TLI is doing. If this sort of thing makes sense to you, if you see the need for this work, I would ask you to consider how you might come alongside of us, and I'll just throw out three different ways in which that might possibly happen for you. If you have theological training, we are actually always looking for people to partner with us in this work and to go as volunteer teachers into various global contexts. We have some really amazing work that we're doing. I'd also encourage you to consider supporting us financially. My family is raising support currently so that we can go and do this work. But TLI is also always on the lookout for people who are enthused by this sort of program. So if you are interested in supporting a church and supporting a seminary, if you're interested in supporting a seminarian or being involved in translation of curriculum, or translation of theological materials, we can certainly use your help. And then finally, I'd ask that you would consider to pray. Pray for us, pray for the global church, pray as well for the pastors and leaders who are there, who are leading the charge of the church in this remarkable context as God is doing this work. And pray for the work of TLI and other like-minded organizations who are seeking to bring the gospel and theological teaching to our brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you.
I've asked one of our elders, Eric Bryan, if he'd come and pray. Oh, you're going to pray from there? Yeah. Come on up.
Lord God, if we were to look outside our door today and into our state and country and into the West, we would maybe be afraid that that your church is not growing. But we don't see the whole story. Your church is exploding, and there is great need for leaders and pastors, training, education. One of the amazing things about your redemption, Lord, is that you miraculously, mysteriously allow us to be a part of that redemption story. And here with us today is a man who will take himself and his family into that story in a very real way. We pray that you would bless him with courage. We pray that you would bless him with the confidence of fellowship and friendship and church. We pray that you would bless him in whatever needs he may have, and we pray that you would show us how we can be supportive of him. Lord, be with him, be with his family and his little ones as he goes into the mission field. In Christ's name, amen.
I'll be in the back after worship if anyone is interested in hearing more about TLI. Thank you.